All these things that we are doing is also as on to our experiences and our comprehension of the subject matter, that we will be able to know more and be able to understand more of the issues that we are supposed to be dealing with. I hope next time we will not be able to do it like that again, where you really get traumatized by a number of documents that in a very short space of time, we will be providing things to have, we can be able to really make in such a way that some of the things we already can be able to take, what is the risk that we should be able to take. But I must say that thank you very much, because I've interacted with so many committees where they could not correct last week because members were not there, and my committee at Northridge, we able to say we are paralyzed, we're running around with the members. I must support you for that.
Yeah, also.
As I was walking towards where we were holding our meeting, I would be glad to say, can you come and assist for a corner? Just running around. Really, we have made me proud, and we are proud as a committee to say we are disciplined members of parliament who don't update on their responsibilities, like what the other committees were experiencing. Having said that, do we have a couple of is there any other apologies? Where is Honorable Ramachana and Honorable Kibande?
America.
It's a bit of time. If anybody with a knowledge of what is going to be honorable,
I did see him, Chair.
We will continue. Honorable members, I thought that because this is the report, it's a draft that we're seeing for the first time, we will request the committee secretary to take us through page by page, because we haven't actually received this report. So that at least we are able to, if there's additions and subtractions and corrections that we do, we will be doing that as we're going along the way as a delivery report. If we so agree, for this. The report go through the mandate of the committee and assess it for the review. All the information is there. Many books about methodology. In this instance, the committee has meeting last week with the entity on the annual performance. The report lists all the entities and the partners that have received and the action which must be finalized and forward. So the committee would have to say the report what particular action policy comes to the conclusion and the recommendation in the report. Then it also states what the report is based on the information. In this instance, we've listed documentation for the community, for example, the 2030 segregation at this moment, the research of the committee in the case of community would, at the beginning of the year, give an analysis of the state of the nation of this, and that's the sum for 2030, so the information is part of the report. Then it also lists the other source document that was used, which were the annual report and perform plans of the department and the financial statement. It also refers to the quarterly report of the department. Normally the quarterly information for the department forms part of the DSOR meetings. That's why the committee has to go through that process as well as the section 2 report and the NGP. The analysis that was done by Dr. Ngozi forms a big portion of this report analysis of the department's key achievements and performance, as well as an analysis of whether the department, in terms of its program, achieved the planned target. That is the predetermined annual target for the actual performance. That is done for the program, and exactly this information was given to the committee before interaction with the entities in the department last week. So that is not new information. Moving on now to page 13. The analysis that was prepared also forms also part of the AG's report. So all findings per the leadership program are highlighted in the report that is program 3, program 4, and program 7, as well as what the nature is or the status is of the attention management, asset management, and human resource management, as well as the insurance and financial performance management as they in the audit agency report. So basically this section is an overview of the information provided then there's an analysis of financial management of the Department of Transport for the 2030 financial year. The analysis is provided per program area. That will take the report to page 18, that is new information. So members would probably find it to that. Then on from page 18 to page 21, Chair President members, we take out the observations and the recommendations. Observations were the findings made by the committee last week. As the meetings were progressed, we took a note of observations that members made in terms of different areas raised in the meetings with the department and the entity. This is just a graph. This is not the complete list. So there would be observations in terms of the performance in the checklist of the parties that were mentioned by the Auditor General that was raised in the previous financial year and has not been addressed. It would talk about supply chain management, human resource management, misplacement of financial statements, financial health entities, and also legislative delays. And as I said, it's just listed, just some of the things. If there are other things, obviously, it can still be amended or added to the report. Finally,
recommendations. In terms of recommendations, it's normally directed to the executive authority, the minister. So there are 10 listed, and these all refer to the observations that were made, and as the committee interacts in last week with the annual department and the entities, there were certain recommendations that already came up that were made by members and which were put down. So chairperson, and finally, there was a bullet point 7 on page 21, refers to the summary of supporting input. During the session last week, the committee made certain requests to the department on things that needed to be information that needed to be sent to the committee in written form. For example, from PRACTA, the committee wants to inform everything. I've been there in the time frame, committee. So those are time frames that have to be put down so that the department knows. The committee, for example, requested a status report on the situation. The deadline was Friday. That information has not been received to date. So I don't know if the committee is going to review if you come up with a new date, or if it's going to be noted in the report that information is off, but it was not received. The committee further requested from sports regulators and CDRC, for example, their views on the funding, on how it should be funded. Will that be taken up in another meeting, or is it a document that needs to be sent to the committee so the committee already can interact with it and come up with time frames on when that can happen? There was a report that the committee requested on the upper airspace management in the Tarik region from the DBG of aviation. That was also not a time frame given. For insurance funds for the can take an after the security cluster. So that time frame as we put in the report for the department and that information. And then chair requested the procurement plan from the department for the next financial year. The time frame was given within the next 2 months. The committee also has to just finalize the date for it. That's the basic thing.
Honorable, here we are, the summary of the summary of what we can
I've scanned through the last section, especially the summary of recommendations and so on. But just as a general impression of what we were exposed to in terms of targets and planning and priorities from each of the bodies that we saw and were addressed to last week. I think it's fairly general knowledge that we would see some budget cuts and a reduction in the available funding over the next period. Yes, all of the entities suggested and actually depends on an increase in budget. And I think it would be responsible from this committee side to request a review of all the different regulatory bodies' budgets and future prospects of an increased available funding against the threat that we look at in terms of lead money being available at least in the next 3 financial years. That would be, and I would like to see that being part of the request from the committee if I'm not supposed to say.
Honorable Chair,
No, I don't know the world, just a quick point before I even get into the body itself. Is the just a quick understanding of the structure of the report. The structure of the report, that we come to what is it that we want the structure to look like. Given the template that I've seen as well, including the concerns that we had in relation to whether there's a reoccurring of the same problem in the department year to year. Thirdly, in terms of how we're going to link this report, because we also have the agency report. So the structure of this report and how it pull the agencies on board on it. For example, there is this agency, I think it's the one where you ask the department to explain the budget of 17 million, the one, I think when the DG was not there, nobody could take responsibility, and they had the salary of 29 posts. I think that's the department. So we basically were gravitating towards saying to the department, what criteria are you using to give 17 million when there is a 29 post that is supposed to be filled, but nobody, we could not engage with anyone. So my suspicion is that on things like that, we would be specific in terms of the recommendation around the funding of agency X. But so what I'm saying here is that without getting into it, is I think maybe as a committee we must have a bit of a conversation about the structure of this report. For an example, on the issue where we're dealing with the outline of the method outlining, are we going to bring the agencies that we've seen as part of this department in listing, or are we going to develop each agency standalone report? So that's the question I'm asking in terms of maybe the doctor, if you would say, we normally do it this way. So the first session we're doing is this way, so that we can benefit from that. But my sense is, in the report, we should have a reflection about whether the department is implementing the policy, whether there's a reoccurrence of the same problem in the last 2 years. When I had a discussion with Dr. Getty about my sense of cut and paste, he said, well, these things were there last year. So this year they just wrote it on top. So we might reflect when we get into the report those kind of issues. Quick scan. In the last 2 years or 3 years, this has been a reoccurring problem and that has not been able to be resolved. The main thing that we're new, we don't know, but the report is there that can confirm that this is the case, including the issue about how do we then bring in our own analysis as a committee, whether there's adherence to policy, whether there's implementation, whether there is a sufficient provision made in the departmental program dealing with NDP. So Chair, I'm not helping anything, but I'm saying, I think let's look at the structure, let's look at what we want to add here, and let's brainstorm in addition to what we now have from Valerie, and then they can then start capturing what we think is what we need to see. But I like to see a little more structure that makes provision for the assessment of last year, the year before last, the issue about the policy adherence, whether they're actually getting to that, and then implementing it. And then we agree on this agency, how do we deal with the agency in this particular main report, whether they will stand on their own. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Matakana. I think that's a fair analysis. See, let me say that in terms of the agency, I also, as I'm looking at this, I believe that there are some agencies with very discrepancies. We cannot mention them without indicating these are the observations that we have made, and we take ourselves to such a point, such as what happened in the previous year. It is the first time of and I think even if we don't, there are those actually who are excelling in terms of how they do their work, and those ones, maybe they just need to be mentioned in passing, but those that have got problems, we should be able to intervene. I think adding on to what you have said, we had a problem with the department not passing legislation which impacts onto the function of the agencies. How do we handle those type of things? Because we need to single out and say, based on the fact that there was not enough budget, this is what Qatar has experienced. Based on the fact that there is still review of legislation, CRPG, RPMC, this is what we have the experience with that they are having. So that we are able to really work on that. But maybe, honorable members, what we may need to do is to take page by page, heading by heading, and say, this heading, we are okay with it the way it has been structured, or these are the things that we need to be able to make as add-ons or subtractions in terms of how we'd like to see this report going forward. I don't know. That is the proposal that I'm putting forward to ourselves, so that at least we would say that we have really done a lot of work. And I think the other thing is, for sure, it's going to be critical that we really look into the methodology how it has been put here, and say how to be now factor in some of the other things that we have done as observations as we're dealing with the entities and the department in particular. I'm just disappointed that just one person from the department that they would be sending somebody at a very senior, particularly DDG strategic planning, so that as we are dealing with this matter, they will be able to really take it up and because obviously they would still get this report, but it becomes very important that as we are sitting and discussing, they have the understanding of where the committee would like to drive all the other things. I've made a proposal that we take heading by heading, look at the headings and say, okay, we offer it and we move on to the next heading. Will that be okay with the honorable member?
Yes, sure.
Okay, thank you. Members, let's go to page one. The introduction and mandate of the committee, 1.1.
The
honorable Bushia.
This is the prime mandate of the primary mandate. The first sentence.
The primary mandate. The prime. The prime mandate. Yeah. Prime. The primary was prime. Prime. You can check the dictionary what prime means.
For us, it's the first one.
Yeah, it's the other language. Besides the constitutional and legislative requirements of oversight responsibilities, what else? We are okay?
Yeah. 1.1, the sentence starting with the role of the committee. If you go further down, it says a service delivery mandate informed by government and the department strategic plan.
The role of the committee is to represent the people and to ensure that government fulfills its mandate, its service delivery mandate informed by government and department strategic plan.
So we have government and we have department.
Yeah, that's a question. I think in terms of the overall, the government will have the MTSF. especially to categorize different healers, and the department will have to be examined. I don't know how to put that.
Because if you put it like the government and the department,
Doctor, I think maybe if we can just say the government MTSS issues, which actually also guides the strategic planning of the department.
Really wanted to factor in the legislative part of our responsibility. Versus the department's responsibility. But maybe that was the information.
Okay. What's your proposal?
But isn't it that because we're talking about mandate here, which is more kind of legislative constitutional, isn't it that when we speak about this paragraph, because it speaks about us, it's an issue about governance in terms of government program. Government program will include policies that the department has to implement, which we would have to oversee that we can implement. So the department insofar as that we basically come last as the implementing agency on implementing policies that government which will oversee and we monitor that it is implemented. So when you write it, it then can be explicit in that way so that at least we're not the same thing as the
department.
So that at least we know our mandate is based on this set of policies and constitution and oversight, and that is informed what we oversee is these policies that has been brought.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes, ma'am.
Anything on the 1.1? Therefore, it means even the last sentence we check. The last sentence we check and we talk to. It is further informed by its response by government policy. We're talking to us about us as to how we deal with this matter. Our mandate as a committee. Can we move to 1.2 if we are happy with 1.1?
Before we move. Is it assumed, therefore, that which we are mandated to do an oversight has an element of state agencies in it that we are overseeing, that in fact that we are monitoring where they are living to that? Or do we have to say when we read department, together with the agency that reports to the department, or should it be including agencies when you write it? Because I think because we're writing it, it probably has to be a little bit explicit so that we are clear that they can't say we have no authority to oversee a agency X.
I'm not sure. I think Honourable Kanan is correct. When we review the department, there was the entire department is approved. I mean, the entire budget of the department is approved by the committee. And they retreated to these parastatals. Therefore, we have a responsibility also to oversee parastatals and ensure their accounts because the old general, one of the other issues that he has said, that the most of the other charges that they also emanate from this in his comments is that he also takes consideration whether he has a pattern of a sea what the parasite are doing. Because if the parasite are also not family, it will affect the audit report of the department. So the account, the accounting officer is one that also engages with that one.
You're getting what and where we're going. I'm saying the author of the report, they should be able to have an understanding of as we're trying to reorganize our stuff in such a way that understand who is not us. When we reach here, we'll be able to have an understanding of what we as a community, how far can we go in terms of our mandate, what is it that we're doing, and particularly with respect to the parastatal, that account, that report and account to, and we as we legislate, particularly the part that we legislate, and I get to the Department of Transport, who we subsequently distribute to the varying parastatal agencies. Honorable Mutinga, are you okay? Honorable Tego, are you fine?
I'm so fine.
Can we move on, Honorable Sipole and Honorable Mausi? 1.2. Are we okay with 1.2? Honorable Hitina, Honorable Ushielo, Honorable Ramataka.
Okay, the second part of 1.2, the second paragraph, talks about achievement in terms of aims and objectives that should be achieved. And then later on, it also distinguishes between the focuses of achievement made as well as challenges encountered. And two criteria that should be marked over this report. I'm missing comparative progress component in taking into account, for instance, the 2012-13 report next to the 2013-14 report, so that the committee gets an impression of an increase of performance, a stagnation of performance, or a decline in performance, which I think is the medium and longer term objective of our mandate. So I'm missing that component of the responsibility of oversight over a period of time, which is not expressed, in my opinion, in the second paragraph of 1.2.
On the first paragraph, I think the first one to be just this constitutional provision gave birth to things maybe than trying to remember, or rather than being in labor and doing that. And then also still on the program, on that paragraph, I think it's clear, and there is clear, you know, explanation of what the parliament is supposed to do and the executive. But then what does this committee do on the first one? And then the second paragraph, I think the last, the second last sentence, if you can say, as reported in the department, and if the parasite has something, I will report.
Okay,
Honorable
Ramacha.
This, I'm on 1.2 by the second paragraph as well.
Mm-hmm.
If we already agreed that we have an interest to see the financial year 11, 12, 12, 13, and 14, 14, comparatively speaking, in terms of delivery. Now, we should be expanding a little bit here, rather than to be confining to a one-year calendar year, as you suggested here. So if you could just add these two other years that we talked about, versus 3-year evaluation that we're doing, and then add them there. And then later we will then do some expansion, because then there will be some research work done.
I think that's Italy's, which what Honorable Kunsinger was trying to indicate. Actually, what we should be doing is to look back to say, has the department been able to achieve its aims and objectives, and which actually will be able to take us into the now. Group report that we are dealing with, if there were deficiencies previously, have those deficiencies been dealt with, and then as we go into the future, we're able to become a springboard going into the future. So basically, the previous report, the two previous financial years plus this one, would be very, very helpful. And actually also going into the observations and the recommendations of the previous report as we go now, which will also assist the department as it goes into the future. Honorable Shibande.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I want to apologize to the disadvantage of not to be in the meeting because the process is on. Jonathan, I think you preempted what I wanted to raise, but also to clarify something, there was an issue which was raised by one of the members about the issue that 1.2 doesn't cover the committee. I thought that 1.1, we are covered in 1.1, therefore, this is the summary. Continuously, we are there because it's stated as part of our mandate. Therefore, number 1.2 is the recurring of 1.1. That is my understanding. Because we are covered. Thank you.
Do you understand what you would like to see happen in this? In this the course of the review and recommendation, we are reviewing the past 2 years, particularly the observations, even if we don't get all the observations into here, but there will be one commonality which actually says, having observed things, an example that I would give is the review and amendment of some legislation, which actually, I think, in the AG has elegantly indicated that this is what hamstrings some of the parastatals going forward because the legislation has not been reviewed. That is part one example, which actually comes, it's a historical thing which actually is still persistent now with what the department is doing. Therefore, yes, the department has achieved their interests, but historically speaking, there are certain things that have not come to the fore. Have they been able to achieve in terms of what they have set the time to do? That depends. We would also want to say previously, this is what has happened in terms of the strategic plan and their objectives as set out. So that we're able to say the department continues to fulfill its constitutional obligation as per legislation which current the department in this case. Can we move into 1.3 methodology? Ratio. Next one, 2. Are you okay with methodology? Mm-hmm. we go into item 2, are there discussions item 2? Discussion of transport?
Sir, thank you very much. Should we not now, just before we get into the two, that we introduce a new two? The new two that we introduce is the overview and looks at the key relevant policy area in that overview. Before you even get into the department, sit in focus. Look at now, reflect a little bit around the issues of policies, area relevant policy, where we'll be having a space to talk about what the president said when he opened up parliament in terms of SOMA, what is it that the department will have to do, what is going to do, what has been the directive in terms of the policy? What is the provide in terms of the NDP? So we need an area to reflect, basically reflect overview, policy overview, before we, because that's going to be a hammer that the department hangs on in terms of the national policy, in which the department is going to have a specific role. In that section, we can then also deal with the whole area that deals with the challenges that we have and the challenges that we have overseen over the last 3 years. It gives us space now for us to reflect a little bit about that paragraph 1.2 in the area. So it's a new version of the overview that look at the relevant policy areas that is directed, in fact, is led by the president and give the department a direction or government direction. That's what must be achieved.
You get it, you understand where we're coming from? Because these are the building blocks. These are the building blocks that we are trying to put into action. That's part of the things that we need to do, is to infuse some of the and the bigger things that we believe the department should be able to utilize as it goes, as it moves forward. Because somewhere, as we'll be moving, in terms of the National Development Plan, we definitely will be talking to matters of the Pakistan, the green economy that SMU are so upbeat about, creating jobs and stuff like that, which is what we want to see into their quarterly reports. As they will be dealing with their quarterly reports, we will expect them to expect to see more and more of some of these things which can derive their mandate from the National Development Plan, so that we really can be able to work on that. But also at the same time, the overview that Honorable Rakakala is trying to talk to is today, in terms of the policy perspective as pronounced, where are we, what are we expected to do as a department? She now will be overseeing those policy imperatives. As they will be happening, your state of operation, as the president has really put an outline, what are the other mandates that the department will be expected to derive their cue from? The National Development Plan, the MTSS. We didn't get the department talking a lot about the seats, and the department has got so much contribution towards, particularly, I think it's 6-7, which actually the department has got massive contribution. And the seats are not the thing that starting now. I think this is the third year that this has been going on. And we don't hear that the presidential infrastructure commission has indicated and highlighted that these are the things that we really need to have. And these are the things. The fact is not really outward in terms of highlighting and saying, in terms of the mandate which comes from the Presidential Infrastructure Commission, Coordination Commission. This is where we find ourselves, and this is how, these are the things that we are having in terms of the six that are there. And for the past, we would say for the past 2 years, that has not surprised me to start meeting documents and stuff like that. And even now, as we are interacting with the department, we didn't hear anything that was spoken about the some of the things that are there in the department and where the department is the lead in this instance. Doctor.
Well, if I may, if I may, Captain, I concur with the views expressed. However, I'm a bit struggling to see how that will be amended, how that what you are suggesting could be done practically. But if you look on top of the two, the Department of Transport, I think the aforementioned paragraph or the paragraph above that encapsulates some of the issues that I've seen, although it's not, it doesn't spell it out clearly. Like, for instance, if you look at the documents that have been used or that are going to be the basis of the exercise, you will find that there is a 2018 zone mentioned there. There's also, the last bullet speaking to the National Development Plan. But you are saying the issue that has a particular bearing, insofar as those documents are concerned, have to be sent out, I don't think there should be a problem with that. But I'm not sure whether that is the view that you are kind of looking for.
What we are trying to say is that we would like to have something which says we're doing an overview of some of the policies that we believe are resident in this department. And we want to figure out some of the things that we believe the department and every other people should be aligned to the situation in the department. Honorable Ramachaka.
Honorable Chair, maybe you don't have, if one speaks this way, like the template as followed by the drafting of the report currently, the one that we are confining ourselves into, needs amendment. It needs amendment. The amendment that the area that I was talking to is the one that amends the current template. Because the current template does not give you that. So, and all the information in the current report that we are discussing is there. But the challenge we are sitting with as a committee is that it confines us within the old template that we are using. We have a view to use a broader template, which is a newer template, which gives us a space to reflect broadly. So I think perhaps maybe we should have started this discussion the other way around, to say that, yes, there is a report, but let's agree on the template. The template is, we brought the template, then we take the meat into the new template, wider, broader template, and put into it. So we want to find that. So what I'm reading this and I'm looking at the figure you want to add, are not necessarily catered for in the old template that you already drafted the report. So shouldn't we adopt the template? You, for an example, that email that you send to the template. It's part of why I like it because it is a common to express views and to look to your back. Whereas the current one, which is the formulated, they were the one that informed the formulation of this report, is slightly narrower. It confines you to just answering this departmental question. And this is the format we follow. So I would like to suggest and really recommend that as a committee we rather just appropriate the template that you send us, that was regulated. And then everything else must follow that template in writing this report, because I think it's broad enough. It will give us a space to reflect. I'm suggesting this, Chair, because I can see that every section of the report is going to come up with amendment and session of a new heading. And that is going to be a tedious process. Because if the process is clear from the beginning, the template that we're using is a new template, which has got much wider scope, and the information that we need to get in terms of the hearing that we have must then be populated around all the areas around the template. Then we're discussing all at the same level. We're not necessarily, I hate this thing because it looks like we're going to be smuggling issues as we're trying to amend. I don't like that to operate like that. We're just going to open to say, this is a template, let's follow this new template. All the information that is said in the new template.
There's a proposal, colleagues, that we should put in factor in the new template that has been proposed. Because this has a very wide scope, and actually, as we are talking to, for sure, Honorable Ramadaka has opened the template. I've also opened the template, and that is why we're saying we need to have an overview of the relevant policy focus area, which actually we should be able to just give an analysis of the policy area. That is why we're saying, in terms of the state of the nation, what does the president say about us in terms of the NGP? What are we saying? In terms of other policies like the presidential infrastructure coordination committee, where do we find ourselves? And every other policy directive that actually is resident in this department. So the proposal is that let's look at that the template as circulated to members and develop our report according to the template.
I would voluntarily give the producer a copy, because I know that we hate hard copies, we put them into the machine, so I have
Except me, what I feel is
hard copies. Yeah, I've got my copy right now.
Really,
could you take your copy? Give me your email, I'll just give it to you right now. Who don't have, if you've got an iPad or a laptop?
No, they don't use computers.
No, they don't use computers. They use typewriters.
No.
I
don't know.
It's a gift.
I think it's my iPad, but I also like to print it out.
Under the heading, under 1.3, firstly, the view at the immigration report vital information of 6 weeks. It's 30 inside the relation, it shouldn't be 2040. So you have an idea.
No.
That part is the the proposal was put forward to, are we going to wait for the template or can we proceed?
Yes,
yes.
The
of the
the report asks for information, of course, but it's the simplest of asking information that has not been received. The information on in 4.1 is the
I think in essence what you're saying, the proposal still stands. Mm-hmm. Most of the issues have been covered, which is what you're trying to say. We may look at the issues that have not been covered. When we arrive at those issues that have not been covered, because honorable members will be having the template also, then we are able to say how do we populate the areas that have not been covered. Like we're talking about the overview. In this regard, and we really were starting to say in terms of policy, these are the things that we believe we need to really bring into the frame, so that we are able to say state of relations and other policy matters. This is how, as a committee, we are able to reach everything. But happy to say, you have also indicated that then we will have to come up with an approach to say, how do we, but we already said it earlier on, I think several honorable members have said it, that observations that we made with the entities, where, how do we factor them? Those observations and the recommendations, how do we factor them in? So when we go back to where we're saying that between item 2.2
on the comment on the territory, the information that's not available. they are prepared to say the information around environment is not available. It is available. There is a report that Federer does. That report on everything that happens in this planet. That report comes out quarterly. It's quite a big document. So all you need to do is get hold of that document. The department explains in that report why they have the extra care. So you all need to do is extrapolate the information in the file as that is absolutely nothing that is not available that's got by the decree. Because the Treasury has that report quarterly and the appropriation deal with it. It goes in the department around the explanation around the various elements. Even if you pick up the report of the that has been done by appropriation, you find that they have engaged the Department of Transport around Environment X while you have done more than 8% in terms of the same. It's only just going to add more work, doctor, onto your plate. And secretary, that information is available. I think that, Chair, my difficulty is that we should not close our own scope as a committee because we are hearing that there is going to be much work to do. If we need to help in terms of sourcing some of those documents, let's agree, so this, at the end of the day, it is not a report of the secretary and of staff. The report must be owned by us. And therefore, it has to satisfy that what contained therein, we all agree with. So I'm just saying that it's going to be just a little bit of more work, but I think it's the work that is necessary. At the end of the day, when you pick up the report, you must be able to tell you what is happening in SAMHSA, what have we recommended, what has happened last year around it, because the report will reflect in terms of the budget that the department has been transferring. So I sympathize with the work of getting a lot of work to do this, but unfortunately it's what has to be done. In order to satisfy the tablet that we have raised as a mission.
Agreed?
Yes.
Silently.
Agreed.
Silently called. Agreed. We're going to include what we have just forwarded to between 1.3 and 2. That is what we will put forward. Then we go to item, what is called item 2 now, which is talking to the staff. Here.
This is going to be 3 now.
Yeah, it's going to be 3. Item 3, and I think there was already letters that we had already picked up and have spoken to say, much as we are indicating this participant, also we want to single flag out those in particular that we had observed some challenges within and be able to say, in terms of this one, how do we now, we need to set out those challenges. And this second will be able to assist us that when we go to recommendations, we have already made those observations that we are dealing with this, that to tabulate them as they are. We can tabulate them as they are, but also set out those ones which I can believe there's a need for attention. I wasn't here when Papa was talking, but from what I had, it's a baby which actually needs attention of the committee and other which actually we have made observations about. Can we move on to 2.1? Eight losses of the key of the department's key performance achievements since 1340. Yeah. Honorable
Bushiero, Honorable Ramasaka. Yeah, on the achievement, I think one of the observations that we might want to have is that mostly it's on policy paperwork, not necessarily, you know, what has been done, service delivery issue. So it's more on, you know, a policy, strategy, framework, except maybe from about maintenance and rehabilitation, which maybe has numbers and warnings of that. But if you can look at the other. So I think in the coming financial year, we don't expect that we will have only papers. We will want to know the implementation thereof.
Yes, thank you. You are leaving me behind. If I look at template, if we have done the review on the overhead, then we need to do financial review, the previous financial review, in terms of what has been and what has been the committee recommendation with respect to those and what was the response of the Minister of Finance. So that will have to be inserted into the new report before we go to the achievement of the department.
Okay. And we have to do it. Okay. Okay. The next one will now change the Honorable Dana Chakana, the financial review will come before
So remember here is still looking back. We're still talking about what happened. Not even yet on the year that is under me.
Can we make financial review as I come? And that normally only happens towards end of October, November, so they wouldn't necessarily be in conflict with the speaker's part.
The personal responsible on behalf of the department is traded.
Once he has received, he consolidates and then he responds to that. If you look for transport, you find them.
It happened before the participation.
Allow me a sticky question. Whose report is this? Is this a report of the Department of Transport for the Department of Transport? Or is this a report about transport of the Transport Committee?
It's a report about transport by the Transport Committee.
I saw that, and therefore, you know, my introduction allow me the cheeky question. You know, because...
That's my question.
I take your advice. I'm all the difference in income. Because, you know, this is about oversight and, you know, the information is available. And if it's our responsibility then as a committee to do oversight, then certainly, you know, if it's time for the verified information, we make it part of the report. And if it comments on the effectiveness of the department, that's the reason for the report.
What
I'm saying to you is that financial information is available, and therefore we don't get the information from the Department of Transport. So therefore let's include in our report the information that we have and which is verified by the leaders and add it into this report as a necessary component that speaks on the effectiveness of this
That is in essence the information that we are giving to the church earlier, the church to say when you go into the treasury documentation, you'll be able to find information that leads to the kind of issues of the government will also be able to get that. And they will be giving, because the environment in some instances, before you even do environment, you must go to treasury and request permission to do that. If FM is below 8%, you have to go and explain to treasury why you need the environment. So these are the necessary things that we should be able to factor into the process. We should also be able to assist us that going forward, there are some tendencies by other departments, I'm not saying that departments in this department, where they will put a lot of money into goods and services and cylinders. Mm. And somewhere they take that as environment to other areas where they believe they will be able to utilize that and then they do that environment. Doctor?
Excuse me. Now on the environment question, I do agree with you that the information is already available. Actually, the department, when it reported, it did reflect on that. So that information is already available. But now what I would like to ascertain from the members is whether the prevailing view is that we make use of the template that was circulated to members. And if that is the case, I have nothing against that. And taking into account, of course, the issue that was raised by Mr. Ramachandran so far, more workload is concerned, but that is neither here nor there. The issue for me is the practicality or the doability of the exercise, given the time constraints, because I would like to believe that there is a time frame within which the entire exercise has to be finished. If my memory serves me well, if I'm correct, I think we should be done by the 24th of October.
This is enough time.
Most of us will be available in the morning that you can be able to assist. I don't know. We are here for you. Even today, we're working here the whole day. So basically, in essence, we're saying we can be able to have some of us who are very good writers to assist Ramachandran Pay Finance, Michelle Pay Oversight, that we have just spoken to, and somebody else take this, you take the other, you take the other. It's a melting pot. We'll bring them in. By tomorrow, we have just the 22nd. We come and give ourselves an hour or two away from our hectic schedule, just to find and say what it is and take it to the respective way that it's needed.
That was an example, Che, it was not necessarily what you were talking about was an example taken. Can we say, can you identify, in terms of the statutory, the area that you say you don't quite have, you need help in this particular area, and then we say where to look for that kind of information. It will be much more productive to do that way, because other information we already have. There's few areas that I think are a little bit new, and I think you've counted about three. Maybe you can just tell us which areas we need somehow sourcing of the kind of material so that we can then say, hey, this is responsibility, go and get that. Because all the narrative is there, already in the report. I'm going to be able to pull what is going to be relevant in terms of your answer.
The information that exists as we can add other ones on government policy or the information
This report also talks about summary of selective committee participation that information is available. This report talks also about overview of vote allocation in 2020, that information I think that are for the committee before it exists. Basically, this segment over and 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 over. I spoke yesterday to the appropriations people about information that's been mentioned in the 2 years, financial year, where they talk about the entities, so that information won't be controlled to I spoke to them already yesterday about it. Another issue that this report to, but it's also about the relevant information, it's about oversight and recommendation of the central oversight people from the previous financial year. That information to our interview is not the information you are individually raised by the current committee. There was the issue about legislation. It came up very strongly over a couple of meetings. Those are the relevant information, so it's already been contained. The question is now, should we reflect in the report to say this information was by the previous committee, and it's now reflected again by the current committee in the report for this meeting. That's the way that it has been possibly treated. That is the only new information I've been seeing. Most of the information is readily available. It just means that to go into the archives, bring it to the report. Right. Now we know where we are missing, which actually the structure has no shadow, then we'll be able to go and bring this. Let's look at what is in front of us. We were at 2.1. Welcome on our presentation. Department, we already, Honorable Michelo, has already spoken to say that we really also wish to have not necessarily policy and other documents, but applicable things on the ground, which actually is that we are able to highlight this. Other than achieving on matters of policy, we have also achieved in terms of problems on the ground.
In the section under the Double Two Man Program Administration, on page 5, specifically relates to ACAT. I find a lot of contradictions in that whole part, and I'm referring to the last two bullet points specifically on page 5. If I could just take you through that and catch up on the broadest paragraph on the bottom section of that page 5. However, the contract management system was not yet operational due to a lack of information and technology support. Yet the bullet point says it has it verified once a year. The next statement, the department reported that the full asset count could not be carried out as the upgrading of the core body made it difficult. Yet the next bullet point says asset reconciled in month. The last paragraph at the bottom, asset reconciliations were reported to be done for each quarter, but the capacity constraints make it nice to reconciliation. I think more information is needed here. I can understand the constraints against a tough division there of being verified and a tough division there of being verified and reconciled. But I think more information is needed here to make it clear that it's not a contradiction, but that there is verification and reconciliation probably in the manual form. But then there are some challenges with regards to picking it up into a bigger reconciliation process. But it could be understood as used to continue.
I think that's fair. But if you elaborate, it would be able to justify the sentence below, the flag below, if you are able to verify, to deal with the issues that are a challenge, then see the ultimate thing you say. You get as it may, the answer to verify. The question that you said others. Any other matter on this item?
If I may add to this, you know, this then exposes the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, the other 50% of responsibility of the specific character of this report suggests review and recommendation. So upon acknowledging the issue around how assets are being dealt with, certainly this committee has the responsibility then to recommend and give guidance. So I would love to see some form of reaction in terms of recommendations upon this this problem being exposed. And I don't know whether this was a problem that occurred last financial year as well or already. So certainly insight in the previous report would give us an indication whether there's been progress in that there was no system and now there's an attempt to implement a system and there's limited implementation of this and it should be fully implemented by the next year. So at least we give indication of things are happening, but just taking longer one to get a better understanding of it.
Thank you. Jefferson, my understanding, I think the capture is correct because this is the standard of what we have done. Some of the things which we have faced, as we continue with the bulletin, to point out the things that we have again, that's my understanding. Because if we start like approaching with this way, it means that my goals from page to page, and take it one by one. If you should put it, we're using the report now. It's going to be like this.
Okay, I was just going to say, if we remember this area of the line that Honorable Lamas is speaking or reflecting on, in the report, the department explained that because of the capacity problem, they could not do fully what they planned to do. And therefore, for example, when they were setting to do the evaluation quarterly, in terms of the asset issue, they could not do it because they had constraints of and the information management that was not functioning. And then they qualified this, however, we've done it once. I don't think we've done it once a year. Not as you plan to do it because of the problem that we have experienced. So it reached contradictory, but actually what they ended up doing, they ended up just doing it once instead of doing it often. But they've done it once again. So this is now, if I remember the discussion that I'm reading the report. So it does reach like you worried about Honorable something about, but if you remember correctly, they were unable to do it because of the capacity, but they ended up doing one.
which was informed by the auditor, because the auditor general requires that this is carried out. So I don't have an idea how best we can write it or explain it. But maybe you have a sentence that you want to suggest to clarify. But if I remember correctly, this is exactly what happened. This is what they did. They informed the committee about.
You see, if I might follow up on that, you know, if one could probably formulate something very positive in the line that then objective to have it fully implemented by this that then I think takes away, you know, all the issues that one might pick up between the bullet points and each prior paragraph.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we agreeing to go to 2:30? Integrated transport planning. On program 2. Okay.
Okay, on the hub, on that page, on the page 6, that the number was an issue that in the first member the director, there was this issue about stopping the project, but we did ask the question. I can't remember what was the response from the department. We did ask the question for the sake of cost. Is there thinking that something else is going to be done in order to resuscitate it, or is it going to be for every day? Because I can see the even the sense it's a system. It just back. So what is the answer to this question? Mm-hmm. I don't know, Doctor, whether you were taking a sense of whether you can remember what they said about this, because I can't remember them responding to it. Because we said that you have already put in so much money into this. Mm-hmm. Then what happened? Are you going to continue or what's going to do?
No, I simply stated the actually description focuses on the analysis as per and as recorded in the annual report. And I did this prior to our engagement with the department. It is true that the question was posed to the department, but I can't recall exactly the response that they gave to the issue in question.
My observation is like everything is in this section. I'm not sure whether we can declare and find something that has been done. Because if you can look at the master plan, we still have to go to cabinet. If you look at the National Transport Forum, when it was revised, especially the revised, as I said, it continues. I'm not sure whether we couldn't what was a bit in this section rather than this one that I see.
In response to what you are saying, ma'am, I think doing that will be actually because we have to remind ourselves of the exercise we are engaged in. The question becomes whether the target was met or not. When the explanation that was provided is another matter altogether. So what we are simply saying here is that a number of, these are the targets that had been set. However, they were not achieved. So the explanations are justification of the targets not being met. And to me, there's another matter altogether.
That's something my observation is that in the progress.
Transport planning.
Because it's been at the annual report, I think it's the one which understands.
Yes.
And it also understands.
Taking following the comment that Sangesi made. So then there is a paragraph next. That paragraph had to reflect our view with respect to this being affected. So I think then perhaps what we should do is at the end of that section, we could then put a paragraph that reflects our view with respect to the integrated plan. And this view expressed with you during the engagement with the department. You can write it and then you can crystallize it. I think we did say quite a whole lot of things around that. So maybe, and you don't even call it observation. You just make the committee concerned with respect to this particular section when you write it in full. So that's why I suggest that we add another paragraph that pulls everything together around the section. Not too much of the suspending, stop, continuing, negative. Or cabinet saying, let's do some consultation. We ask the question, what is this consultation with who? So we can maybe just make that kind of a, because later in the recommendation, we can then pick up on that particular paragraph and link it with the recommendation that we want to make around particularly the master plan, which is the national master plan.
Okay. Then
Mr.
Chair,
yes.
And I think that among other things that we should be able to say, let's look at the previous financial year as to what exactly was happening in the city and the demand consequences. Part of our because I know the hub in Toronto has been going on loudly for how many years?
On the paragraph 2 under the 223, it is, and I think the Ministry of Energy said that some answers are still outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 566 or 598? The refurbish question. We both share that in the departmental and presentation. It says 598. Plaza in their audited one said 566. So we asked where the 32, we made 32 copies.
This is a new story.
So I think before we agree with it, we just need to see that explanation. Remember the other one is the auditor.
Yes.
The first one is the auditor. And the department, well, I went to read their report. Even in their report, the big document, they still have a 598. So somehow, either they overstated it, and if they overstated it, still has a financial problem. Now, I don't know what it does to the financial statement. I don't know, but I'm leaving it there, doctor. I don't know whether you got the answer to this question.
No, I can't hear the because the thing is, and on top of that, when posed the question, when we interrupted, I don't think that they responded to
it.
They didn't respond.
I think also taking from the last program, this one also I think is more or less the same.
Yeah.
Besides the bring back the code, it should be written in capital letter. I think we need to add paragraph to say, you know, that almost everything, you know, is not, it's just saying and not being finalized. Because if the department has not finalized the rail transport policy, I'm not sure what process, you know, is implemented, because it's supposed to implement the policy by the department. So they would have a reason not to achieve some of the things, you know, because they said they don't have that guidance from the department. And I know it has been going on for too long. So I think we just need that paragraph. And even if you can see in this financial year that it's still coming, the only achievement which I see we can do is the procurement of the road
network. Yes.
So I think if we don't
this unit of transport is called the procurement of road network unit.
They talk passionately about it. Maybe we'll see in the second quarter report when we're going to look into it. Okay, I didn't say that. So I think that is the issue. And then just regarding...
Number three. No longer reading transport, but when it's
that is something that
the only thing which is happening
here. So my point is, you see, this thing
I didn't say anything.
Of the department also not finalizing it will give pressure the candidate to say they could not achieve except being an SPM because they don't have the policy directive. So I think on this one the department should be able to agree.
Okay.
No, just by way of follow-up. You remember when after Papa's report tabled that annual report and narrative, they have a section in their report, they call it the transport, the public transport sector.
Mm-hmm.
Fairly long section. That speaks to what has happened. If you remember the comment we made is that it's much clearer than the department's clarity, policy clarity, reading it. Now, I don't know whether, because it looks to me like PASA on that section is leading. It's leading the department, let me say that. in terms of clarity of where they want to go in terms of the public transport and particularly. Whether it's not the same that the department, fortunately they were there, is the matter of appropriating the perspectives that contained therein as part of another body perspective to move forward. So that will then explain the integration. So they deal with the integration, integrated transport, quite extensively. So I don't want to punch them as a result of the witnesses from the other side, but I think we should acknowledge the clear perspective in terms of where is the outlook. The outlook is very clear where they want to go in the next 10 years in terms of the they call it a, I think, second generation something. So I think we should say that they are doing that, but we think that much work still has to be in terms of clarity on the department with respect to this particular area, the integration. I think that's what we need to say as our own observation paragraph around that.
To also add on what Honorable Ramakaran is saying, remember, it's not only regulating or giving policy directives to us. There are also private entities, like your rail robots and others, the train and others, who depend on the police, you know, to be able to be implemented. So I'm wondering in my mind, what are they using? You know, so it means Raza will have theirs, robots will have theirs, and other, the cabin will have its own, you know. And then the interface with Transnet One will be a problem altogether. So I think we must look at the agency and the impact that it has on the service delivery in the world.
I think actually the agency also used to the MOUs that have been signed between DPE and the government transport, which is also critical. The longer the Department of Public Enterprise delays in terms of signing the MOU, the more disadvantaged the Department of Transport gets. So these are some of the things that I think we pass on to urge a government department to work in unison so that we can be able to achieve what we aspire to achieve. Because actually the MOU is about rail and transport, the improvement of the which actually social learning and the other related can be able to utilize in both parts into the system. Honorable candidate, you have your letter?
No, but I was saying she in every case of our game to account what they hold up to be signing the MOU. So well, the engagement started a long time and since the engagement was about to finalize, what they hold up.
It's a Monday speaking.
Yes, okay, now I'm just to check the document.
on the target and net target. Mm-hmm. This is the whole thing about what we call the touching the kilometer and the solar. What happened in the previous financial year of it?
What it was a set target in the previous financial year.
Where are we now? 22%.
Or
20%? No. Just a large part of the reflection of excellence and also the particles. The terminology, the writing word, is actually impression. And that's the new terminology to use, because excellence implies something else. And we're impression what it is. So I ask if you use the word impression today. If you please look at the partner's report, it's also a terminology they use. It's more accurate. A Russian in question and
injection.
Which program is this?
It's 1212 sentence, it's the last sentence. The department's terminology is a reduction of trash and incident, yes.
The terminology is usually used in court. At this time that the court has determined that it is an accident, it remains a crash. It's also a terminology that you have
Can we move on? 2.2.
Okay. Honorable Michelle, are you on 2.2? Yes. Okay. On the rolling, page 9 on the rolling of out of non-motorized energy infrastructure and facilities. It stated to cut municipalities, but it seems they were only able to do two, according to the report.
Yeah.
It seems then it's a cause for concern. And then they said the other municipality could not cover due to budget constraints. If that is the case, why did they put it in the annual report that they're going to do? If they come in today after saying they're going to help and do 2, then they can't do 10 because there's budget constraints. Why do you put it in?
Okay.
So
you come at the end when everyone
else has spoken. Sure. If I am correct, I remember we did ask the department the meaning of 2 things. There is a kind of an operative term they were using, revitalization and vital constraint. We did ask them to speak a little bit and explain what do they mean by the reorganization and what do they mean by this particular strength, because they have planned for it based on the budget and then midterm they then put reorganization in the process of reorganization and they picked up the word
budget constraint.
So we did, I don't remember receiving an answer, straight answer from the department what they meant by all this. Maybe those who were taking those words, it was maybe information overload. So you may have been able to capture it. But they did not answer this question because it was linked to the program. Now, I don't know what answer if they don't give us an answer to this, we will have to make some kind of observation.
Yeah.
On this. And I think that I will recommend somebody that will really think about the recommendation. Because I think the fascist, they did not want to answer it. So we need to make something, because I suspect a chair that don't need it. Maybe, so, yeah. I don't.
And also Chetu, you just said on the trend is also continuing the financial. If you look at the third quarter, which was given towards the end of the second quarter, so it means even for the second quarter, two quarters, you're going to find the very same thing that you are receiving. So I think if we can be able to receive, maybe something can be figured out in the next quarter, the two quarters. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Captain. On the issue of the reprioritization and budgetary constraints, I think the conclusion that could be drawn in that regard is that it speaks to poor planning on the part of the department when it comes to formulating their strategy plan as well as the annual performance plan.
Okay, I think we will cater it as we have it to as part of the observations that we are making, but also the recommendation, because this is a recurrent feature. Can we take a 5 minute comfort break off before Ambassador?
Chapter Samadhi, if I may. Just want to approach a point and for clarities that have been brought since the beginning of the discussion of the document here. Would it be okay if we were going to secure somebody from the department who could shed light on this issue?
Yes.
Not so much as to give them, give the department a second bite on the cherry, but just for clarity and, you know, closing the gap here and then, before the committee makes recommendations that may miss out on very good things that the department has.
You're correct, Ambassador. What we said earlier on was that it is unfortunate that we are doing this and there is no particular personnel from the department. And in particular, we said if there was the DDG for strategic planning the DDG that is corporate and with even other, you may be coming from public transport, but you're knowledgeable in terms of other issues. And that is why we say this. CFO, PDG strategic team, they work across all these business units. Unlike this in the public transport, he will just confine himself like the dollar street. That one of confining himself to what he wants to not be asking of the department. We think we will be able, if we are able to get someone from the department, we can be able to really answer if the activity can be able to be with us.
Yes, Chairperson. I don't think we'll get the second agent, but we'll try for him. He has quite a very, you know, hands-on person about on oversight to all rights.
Thank you. It means we are blaming you for the sins that you have not.
What's supposed to be a person when we say?
No, but if you need the word to be present,
no, it can't change.
It will change the
recommendation. They will not, because remember, we want to ask for a long time. Unlike now, when I'm saying, okay, they can still correct the children when you
have. But if...
Now, this is the kind of thing, done.
Yeah.
It's ended with my...
Our recommendation.
The recommendation.
The recommendation will still stand. Yeah. That from the last initially, you didn't do this.
Yeah.
And then we expect you to finish.
That's
the
correct.
Yeah.
Oh.
They might just improve going forward.
Yes, 414, 4 years, 4 years. Okay.
And then also take you on our concern to say, if you don't have a budget, no, don't plan for it.
Yeah, don't plan because of
yes.
At what cost is there in there? But
leave within your means.
Because you are correct, you can't say, I'm budgeted.
I'm planning
to buy health. And you buy two, and you say
5 years. No,
yeah.
Or 9 or 10 for that matter, and then see, you come and say, I could not, then I would tell us.
Because of fighting and whatever, thinking whatever, yeah.
And even the two, not implemented, it's still a paper.
Okay.
So this is the content that we should be able to do.
We have to pull our sitting not on the list on the paper at the top. We explain the department book. We find the concession.
No, not in one place. Because we are from different areas, but we are interested in fashion.
Okay. So, if you want, you need assistance. One of the things about the year is that you have a
on screen, on here, and where we need to add this, hit it and go. So, the thing is to add. But the good part is that if you have a, maybe a tablet like this on your screen in the morning, all you do, you only have to swim, you pull your face on your side, on the screen, then you can see the hearing gap of what you don't have here. And the hearing gap is where the information, the government, the health, or it's not any level of conversation. But it's always very helpful to the one person, and then others come in. A person now the thing, the challenge becomes
I'm not challenging the president.
No, here we
This is my paper.
Just to follow up, yes, I think the different entities in the civil aviation, I think they do more or less. If you can look at our own department, how it's faring here, it's a cause for concern, as you said to the others. The air freight strategy, unavailability of funds, communication due to conflict of what, every other thing. So I think they will have that general paragraph. And I think they even raised when they were presenting how it could train some of the
yeah.
Okay.
Civil aviation is going. Any other
matter? I'm concerned that the long paragraph on the civil aviation, the possibility of any disaster happening. There would be a good deal of chief that the committee concurred with the statement that there was no need to draft a disaster management plan for aviation.
No.
I've got a deep concern about that.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You know, the department maintains that a general disaster management plan exists for all the spheres of government, and that there was no need to draft a disaster management plan for aviation. So where did this idea start? Is it there worth mentioning, or shouldn't we discuss everything?
If anything happens,
yeah. The disaster management plan is a general one, which actually is an all encompassing for the marine, for air, for road, and stuff. But civil aviation would want to have a disaster management plan for simply for aviation. This is what in essence they were impressing upon us when they were with us. So I don't know. We tend to share and say how do we now deal with that, since the department is saying the general disaster management plan can be able to be an all encompassing one, including aviation, and the civil aviation is concerning that they need to have their own. Don't we think that maybe as a recommendation we should be able to say much as we're having the general plan, we may need to have end user specific, which I can take two from the general plan.
The unfortunate thing is that we did not pursue the subject. We did not have a specific discussion with it.
Both from the department and civil aviation,
so we didn't. So the difficulty is that we would not be able to make a conclusion without having had that discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe what we should do in our own concerns that we are concerned about going forward, we should actually have engagement to understand the general plan
But a disaster management is always an intrusive thing. You would have all, like you say. So I think what we need to say in our recommendations that we are concerned about is, but we want to have a better discussion with the department as well as civil aviation to understand the possible weaknesses in the existing. So I think that maybe that would be my suggestion.
I think that's a fair one.
Yeah. Oh, just to add that, remember in terms of civil aviation disaster, a lot is at stake. You know, that's why normally they will have their own disaster management, like a risk factor and others. They will have their own because 400 people, you know, at the same time can die. So as much as possible, you'll want to be able to prevent that kind of incident happening. So normally, under normal circumstances, they will have their own one. And I think they will generally embrace things that you don't have. You don't see it until it happens. You know, when it happens and people then find out that there's no policy to even deal with that, government can be sued. Government can be sued. The other one also is this one of legal. Because they are mass movers. If anything happens, it's a problem. So if you don't have them, the government can be taken to the
train. Yes, I think what Honorable Ramakrishna is saying is that much as we share the same thing with civil aviation, we never entertain too deep to be able to say this is the recommendation that we are putting forward. The only option that is left for us is to say the concerns that have been raised, we are mindful of, and going forward we will engage both civil aviation and the department so that we are able to take it forward to say this would be an ideal situation in an ideal world. Can we move on to Marie?
Honorable.
I would like to comment on the last bullet point. Study on the effectiveness and administration of services of current ship agency, and then upon that, no progress was reported in the last year. I can recall a specific question related to the registration of ships, because the bullet point in the presentation did not indicate whether we do not have ships or whether the ships that we have are not registered in South Africa, which is a technical difference but which makes a huge difference. And the answer upon that question was that indeed there is an awareness of that and a huge effort by SAMHSA to rectify this with very specific goals going forward. So certainly it's not true then to say that no progress was reported in this regard. It was a concern of the committee raised in the in scrutinizing this aspect, and it was reported that progress would be made in this regard. The second point that worries me is very much in the next section, so I'll wait for the public to come to you.
Honorable
Kamara,
would you like to
comment?
This is the one that there was a gentleman that he kept changing mic after mic. But the point of making is that indeed, I think the functioning is fairly really functioning well with the resource of them. This is the one that we wanted to ask the department why they are not assisting them. I think they keep them 70 million times or something. So, and they got 29 posts, they can't fill all of them, they get constrained. And then we could not get an answer from the department. So I think, Chair, on this one, we should be making a comment on that. Particularly that, as far as we can understand the work that has been done, doing the whole thing about green economy or blue economy, and going forward, something must be done around the resources in this particular one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the department can resources without even going to treasury.
Mm-hmm.
Within their budget, current budget, they can. I mean, if they, there's 29 posts, and they see 17 of them. Some can be done within the department. Because they did not even tell us what informed them to decide on 17 million. What was it actually they used to determine that? Or it was a figure that they decided that we don't quite understand what they do, 17 million will do. So I'm saying, Chair, yes, without making a wrong story, that we must make a paragraph that represents our views on this particular aspect, that they should review their finances, and the department should come report to us in some future as what is it that they're doing in addressing this particular weakness.
Okay. Honorable Banga, Honorable Vishier.
Thank you, Chair President. Chair President, to you allow me maybe to comment, you know, the articles also in addition to this one. They got to meet to Marine Transport, but also since there are issues about Fanta in Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Chair President, I think maybe we have just tried to correct, but of course, we must do something about this. To put an example, when we were there, what came out were the challenges from Mandela, including of the leadership, including the structure for the structure. Therefore, that's why I'm proposing the idea that we will come up with a paragraph, maybe to focus on this. Because when we were remaining on the side of local areas, there were a lot of things which were not, which didn't come right, which were not, some of their own targets which were never been met. They bring a lot of targets which were never been met. To me, that's where we find that, yes, there are challenges.
Yes. I think the other issue that the Port Authority raised was that while they have the function of ensuring safety at the port, they don't have access to the port. And I think that one we tried to ask the department, but he could not get a clear answer. Because if you are expected to make potential safety at the port, but you don't get access, then so you then have this objective not being met at all. So if it has been going on in the past financial year, you know, the likelihood that you're going to also get it in this financial year would be there. So I think if we raise it so that with the remaining quarters, it can be addressed.
Okay, I think that's a very clear one. Honorable Mr. Singer.
I'm
going
to request to go back to 2.2.4, because I just remembered that there was also a recommendation by members of the committee for greater alignment, especially on combating road crime. Between the different
entities,
there was a specific request to align alignment between the three or four entities that all claim to be involved with those safety. Yet we don't experience an improved situation with the committee, and therefore recommend that they seriously start talking to us. I think the necessary for the public also to know that we've got
especially the police have a new one. You have a chance to find the sentiment as said by the honorable members of the committee, particularly on this grassmark summary, the challenges of leadership within the HT research and the department to be able to update that, but also the financial concept which the department never actually was able to see what exactly is it that they can't, they are failing in terms of assisting the HT the question particularly of the court, access the court by the other entity, who couldn't have access to the court and just accused the regulator. So I think these are the things that as a commissioner we're highlighting to say the department needs to be alive to this type of situation. Especially when we go forward, they should be able to assist us with this regard. And in view of the fact that Marine is at the center of economic development and the green economy that we are talking about, the department should be able to get take a strategic focus on the one so that we're able to be alive to the situation, especially now with the department in the Ramla. Particularly the project as the president will go back to it. It's about mainly the department of transport in the system. We should be able to really have very recommendations which I can continue to ask you, Jenna. In terms of legislation, whether issues which were raised by CAMSA on medical legislation or policy, probably we left when they were asked about it. I don't see the way it matters that were raised.
I think the issue of the accessibility was related to the issue of the police station, because they are engaged in this side, but there is a little bit which can happen because of the issue of boundaries all these I think it's the issue of organization, because I remember when you asked and say
there is the special aspect that if they can't be able to get inside the site, the department cannot be able to help them to get access. But it was almost related to the issue of the getting the site.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought having been former member of parliament, I should lead it to current parliament. My honourable status has expired in 1999. Which happens in a... I wasn't in when SAMHSA, were making a presentation. And I wouldn't be very helpful, but I'm just going to say, what I do know is happening. That SAMHSA is a safety authority. But over time, they've been also doing some, operational stuff, which is in itself something they don't have, legislative protection to do. But as you have already commented, SAMHSA has very good plans and so on and so on. But it has been the problem with the fact that there's no legislation that gives them any cover to be doing those things that they are doing. And it's a problem between them and the branch in the department. The department feels they're overstepping, some of the things they shouldn't be doing. But definitely I will note it also as one of the areas, because I've spoken to the Director General during the short break, and he has agreed to send a few people. What we need to be doing, what I need to be noting is those areas where we identify gaps and making a request for further explanation. So I think that area also chapter if I'm correct, will also have to be canvassed with an official from the department as part of the exercise you spoke about earlier.
Okay. Can we have
the
chief
of
another complication. In the
No.
We're getting scissors from the other just to get. Just get a consultation. Well, during the engagement, we did pose a question to both Sansa and the acting DD about their own capacity to rise to the challenge of the new focus, of the focus of Pakisa and the blue economy. We did ask a specific question for both of them to answer in terms of whether they have comprehended what it means for their own program and capacity and budget, and whether there is an issue that the legislation is going to be required for consideration. I think the response we got from the DG, acting DG, was that no, they haven't yet comprehended fully what it means into the current program. As far as they can see, there will be an issue about capacity to manage to handle the problems coming, and that in terms of the legislation issue, that they too, there is some discussion that is taking place, but it's not been crystallized into something yet. So I think that was this is the one that I think the DG was called to them and say, no, we don't this one is a challenge for us. We're going to have a challenge. Now the complication that would say that how we write it. I think the writing of it should be saying that given that the department that is there today, the capacity, there is a constraint in terms of own capacity inside the department and outside of the department in terms of the capacity, that there should be a specific plan that is worked out that is going to address these problems that is identified. And that in the course of the year, we would like to get a briefing as a committee around those, which is inclusive of the legislation, where necessary, the legislation has to be amended. The amendment, because we did ask, is it draft already? They said no, it's nothing, it's just been talking. So that they should at least tell us, come and identify those areas directly. The one that needs a resource, material resource, but the DG did say that in terms of the treasury, there is a full commitment that this kind of program should be driven, which will then translate itself into budget. But the issue is going to be the capacity for them to manage. That's a complication.
Okay. I think we will have to relate the department so that we are able to deal with this complication. Moreover, treasury is very willing to be able to assist. Can we move to the next item? That is what? Public transport. Going. Anything on public transport? Honorable Bushiano, Honorable Kadega, Honorable Bushiano, Honorable Ramataka. Honorable Kadega.
Okay. Now, Chair, the issue of the concern of the reserves that you raised in terms of the process of network that is keep on the I also take notice that other possible committees
they've even tried to come on the list to try to get another family. What's the delay in this? What's the change? Because all problems get delayed in terms of service in terms of trying to solve out issues relating to matters of importance. They will not feel so proud of the Lord today. They still know that the process of the Lord continue to put a pressure in terms of allowing the process to flow. That's part of our call. Thank you.
Transport. Public transport is one of the problems that overspend the city government. Well, because they transfer subsidies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the public transport program seems to be one of those problems that have overspent because of the transfer of subsidies and also to other entities. I think our concern is what we raised in that presentation is that other communities which have not benefited will not benefit because I don't think the subsidy is reviewed from time to time to accommodate new relatives. So the ones that are in will always be taken off. And then once in a while or whatever, then the outside will come, especially the rural ones, I think we're quite concerned about this. Maybe we might want to look at the budget and see how best can we. And the other issue I remember saying that while we understand the department is busy with the amendment bill, we asked for copies to start engaging with them or maybe the department starting to assist us to do it. The other one is the taxes grant. There was underperformance on this one because of unaffordability of new vehicles. And this has been a problem since the capitalization started. But why the department keep on budgeting for it or doing it? What is just always one's mind that, you know this thing, you don't have the capacity, you don't have the money, you don't have anything, but you keep on doing it. I'm not sure then what at the end they want to attribute it. And then the other one is, so the last one is the scholar transport. Chair, I think the issue of the scholar transport is a burning issue which has been there for too long. And unfortunately, there are learners who suffer because of this inequality or where the policy lies. Because once they did was in the Department of Education and then it came back in the Department of Transport. After it came back in the Department of Transport, it seems they don't even know what to do with it. If you can look at the statement, the last one, it has been withdrawn from cabinet for further consultation. Why did it even go there in the first place? But also, while we still dancing and delivering learners who are affected by walking long distances to go to school are affected. So I think the sooner the scholar transport committee finalize the better.
When Shamsu Echo was submitted, it must be done as a recommendation. Because this is going on for years. We need to put in a strong recommendation for the
report.
See, just to tie up on this very important piece of legislation, I want to underline what's stated in On page 18, it also mentions that the scholar transport policy, the 0.4 million, was part of the other expenditure of the 8.6 million. So therefore, the money was also withdrawn due to the fact that it was withdrawn from cabinet for further consultation. So one could probably tie up the two and make it a recommendation.
Honorable
So this is a
person, I was not making a follow up on what was raised some issues in the race by my team. You see, person was still worrying me and not in the period about this thing of history. It's a long time now. I don't know where again I'm from where to where and the issue of the budget, which is true. Because my understanding when it started, dated in a target period that by this, it will be finished. So I'm asking myself why they keep on giving them money. And then secondly, is the issue of Shobaluna in the rural areas, because there was this thing and I think it's by share form. But we never gave ourselves any assessment to check whether it is practical, is it achievable or not, is it fast or not. Because even ourselves, we must ask, why do we allow the money to continue? And then also, I think from our side, was the thing which comes time and again, the issue of solar transport. And buying it with the rural transport in the whereby people are being transported to the tractor, back here and there. I'll make a certain example incident which happened in Mpumalanga where one truck was heading off. There was an accident with a train. You see, these are worrying me because after that, in our camp, in terms of our program, we must have also something maybe to review this person, some of the rules of the business in order to protect the sky. The issue of the scholar transport, I was really impressed, not from an Western case, but by the way, they exposed one kumbi somewhere, stopping.
Oh, yeah.
When they open the doors are fall off.
Yeah.
You see, and they if you practically go to some of these areas to check about scholar transport, if DJ Boo decided to go to pension, buy a party, which is not conducive to kill kids doing something, and they will fight for this party. So I think as long as we don't have a law, strict laws about food things, we'll be encountering some which are going to have a negative impact in terms of our health. Don't take them mind. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. So I just want to add, we spoke earlier on about the public department and his vision around the transport and public transport. And he said, Prabha is now leading. This is a section that I think we should be doing some comment on around this. I think what we need to add, just three things that the vision that we need to put into the document that speaks to the real acceleration of mode integration, mode of transport integration. So somewhere in the report they did speak about the intermodal system, but you don't see it quite in real life happening. It becomes just a slogan. Now, and you can make an example about whether it's my city or the Abaya, or the 12 other municipalities where they're introducing this public transport in form of either it's my city or bus, or there is no integration that's taking place. We need to, when I sit here with a time bomb, that the total, and there's a 53 billion put into this particular process of transforming public transport, and most of the money goes to the city. But the constraint measures and directives that come from the national is very weak. Now, somehow we need to find a way to try and find a strengthening that. At the moment, each city enters into individual agreement with individual taxi operators. However, if they engage the taxi, they will not engage an association. And say if the association, the way in which you're going to integrate into this feeder model of public transport is going to be X. But they will say that the taxi operator one, which is individual, individual there, individual, this is how we're going to benefit. The process is leave 99 other taxi operators outside of that process. So somehow we should be putting a paragraph here about integrating this, the integration of modes. That don't see. The department must actually explain in the next interval when we engage with them what is it that is doing around this. So that's, and two, which is associated with that, which is something we raised with the last time with the DG around the methods that constrain the expenditure in relation to this money that is given to the metro, the big metro. That majority of that money does not go to the service integration, it goes to consultancy. That somehow they should be able to package it to percentage X can only go to consultancy. You remember the DG said at the moment they are using DORA, and DORA is not tight enough, and they are considering MOUs, that they bring MOUs so that the MOUs remain MOUs. So that's, and the third thing I wanted to agree with the review, that somehow we need to urgently look at the review, because if the current legislation does not direct us in terms of what must be done, in terms of regulation, what is the definition of public transport as operator? What is it that you must use as a mode of transport? I remember there was this already when there was integration of a taxi operator, the design, the spec, but somehow the manufacturers just ran ahead of the government and they said this is spec. Mm. We then left the spec that we put, that we spent years in developing the spec of what public transport, a transport people should look like. And now we ended up as following CIA, this Japanese CIA, because they were somewhere there. So that issue must find itself back onto the agenda around the proper definition. Because then you are able to deal with the violators, whether it's a bucky or a tractor, so you are able to do that within that. Last point, quickly. So this color transport. I want to agree with the, we need a paragraph that we need to insert here. We had probably in appropriation about three times a discussion with the Department of Transport, with a discussion with the Department of Basic Education. It comes down to a simple thing. It's a battle between two ministers that who must run transport. Department says we are a competent authority. Yeah. Education says no, we are competent authority. Yeah. So the whole thing is about two individual ministers that are fighting about the competency level. But we said in that committee that education must be in a classroom to teach. They don't have the capacity to run transport. Transport must run transport, and education must teach. They left the department with the understanding that they will sort out this thing now that the committee has spoken in this way. But if you read here, it's still the same thing. So somehow we need to make a paragraph about this in terms of this. It can't be that this matter goes for 10 years unresolved because of this, what is happening here. So we must say that this matter must now be resolved. In our view, transport is the competent authority to provide the provisioning of a path of transport for Kola, for Lena. That's our view as a committee. And how does it fashion out that we are not taking back in terms of the competency level as we read the act, what we need to do. And then that's my third point that we need to make sure. And we will be putting our foot in that debate now that has been going on for a long time.
Just to add on to that, I think the scholar, national scholar transport policy is very important, and I think we should recommend something firmly around that. suggesting that solid transport relates more to education than to transport is to say that laborers being transported on the back of buses is more related to agriculture than to transport. You know, scholars is one avenue, but we certainly also need to get to the transport of people in general on buckets and the speed that these buckets travel, etc. So just in support of that, I think it's about people being transported, and it should be therefore be supported for the recommendation.
Chair, thank you. I want to concur with my colleagues. I'm very, very big on the intermodal transport issue. I'd like to extend this perhaps off the Secretary to your commission. We make a note to include this in our strategy workshop, and if we actually make it one of our objectives of the committee to derogate the department in the long term. Because I keep on hearing about talk about intermodal transport, but when you look at it, as we've seen in the last week, it's not happening in reality. So I'd like to make a suggestion, and also to add meat that is in the recommendation, perhaps express concern that there isn't, you know, although it's been said in word, it's not happening in reality, and that we want you to the department here to do something about it. And then secondly, if I may just remind the committee, this issue of the scholar transport has been resolved. It was agreed that it's a function under the Department of Transport. It proves to fail under the Department of Education, because quite likely they are, should be educating our children, not transporting them. So the issue is resolved. So it makes it even more concerning that it's not happening. Because all that has been sorted out and agreed that it is the Department of Transport's baby. Now why isn't it happening? So I think we need to really, there are children who are becoming very dangerous on a daily basis, even now to speak. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I think one of the issues that is making the problem between the Department of Transport and Education is the budgeting issue. The budget is in the Department of Education. So they don't pay the Department of Transport after they associated with Scholar Transport, because they're the ones that are in the contract of Scholar Transport. They all send the money somewhere toward the end of February when they have underspending. So they offload that underspending onto transport. So transport, on the other hand, then will have underspending because of that. So I think that is the issue that has been going on for too long. So I think if Treasury can be able to just allocate the scholar transport budget straight to the Department of Transport, will not have this problem. I think it's the DG is, you know, trying to say you can't account for something you don't have.
Okay. Chairperson, I understand that the exercise here is two-pronged. One is one leg of it is clarifying what had been said, you know, in the process of presentations by the department and entities. The other one is maybe making recommendations for also future interactions for the department to look into issues as right here. But when I look at this paragraph that says we've drawn from readiness for further consultation as happens, this statement would have been most accurate. Before the consultation between the Minister of Transport and the Minister of Education had happened. I know for a fact that the two ministers have met about this matter, and that this withdrawal from cabinet happened prior to, before that, the consultation between them. I'm not able to shed, you know, light on the outcomes of that meeting, but I believe a lot of progress was made out of that meeting between the two. And Chairperson, without belaboring the point, not defending anything about the battles between the two ministers, as Honourable Member Ramatakan is saying. I think the problem of the battle is more pronounced at provincial level. It's even worse there. But the consultation that happened between the two ministers, I don't know whether we shouldn't bring into this report something around it, so that we just strengthen and can give assurance to the committee that something, you know, has happened in this area. As part of the things that we agreed earlier on, that we should bring back the department to give explanations about them.
Okay.
On the AG, I think that's where we would have to do a little bit of work in terms of looking at what happened 2 years ago on this, so that we can package it. And at the end of the AG work, I think it goes to 14, I think 15, and it ends on 60. I think at the end of the paragraph, all of them, we should be having a committee comment that puts the consensus together, all of them. And the sense has been that in the engagement we had is that there are 10 around strategies that are drawn out of the consent from the AD. But it's always a problem to implement. Action there. Make sure that those turnaround plans are action implemented so that you clear out the problem that the AG has put together. So I think the part of that we must be suggesting or putting there is that we were concerned about the inability of the department to really implement the turnaround strategy to clear out the concerns of the policy general. And this got to be whether there is a personnel that has got the team enough here to do this work, this capacity here, all that has been put into one paragraph that from the committee side that we put together. Having listened to AD, having asked specific questions to the department around it. And I think we did pay a lot of attention in the AD report during the engagement with the department.
Honourable Honourable Therefore, Honourable.
I think my question relates to what was just mentioned, and it obviously also questions the structure of the report, in that we are, we have got a suggested structure here of the point 3, the report of the Auditor General. Now, my question is whether we simply reflect what the AG said without commenting on each of the sub-paragraphs 3.1 through to 3.7, even reading further right through to 3.11. Then I do notice that as a point number 5, there is observation, and the point made for the raised the following observation in the meeting of departments from agency to AG, and then I do notice under the paragraph aspects which is an indication of the committee that was not convinced about that the committee was of the opinion of something else. Yet I lack the committee's opinion on the content under point chapter 3 next, which is more financial in nature, and do we simply just reflect the AG's findings, or is this the appropriate place then in terms of structure and then also be public on what the AG said?
Thank you, Chairperson. Sorry to take the committee back to the issue of scholar transport, but I'm worried about the issue of Shobakalula, because the department will keep on funding that project, and the project now is vulnerable too, because these kids are provided with bicycles, and those bicycles are hijacked on the way when they come to school or on their way home. What is it that can be done to make sure that if a child is brought out rided with a bicycle, at least 1 year or 2 years, he or she can be able to use that bicycle? Because those bicycles are bought by the department, are supplied, but they do not serve the purpose. Coming to the issue of Auditor General, there were times during this presentation where the agent, the entity, would not agree with us on the audit outcome. If we say we've got this report that you got you did not get a clean audit, they will say the report is saying a clean audit. What is it that was happening? I noticed that. I do not know. I'm not sure about the entity. But there are times when they will say we got a clean audit, and we say you have a qualification, an unqualified audit with a qualification, and the entity will dismiss that. What was it that was happening there? And we take it as a concern. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable
Chair. Mr. President, I believe by saying that I think with this one, you must be in a position in which you identify some of the recommendations or opinions by the AG, then also areas of which need to be improved. Because what is the key, I think it as the time goes on, you can use it as our measuring yard or stick against the some of the departments and the entities. You can that track. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The other point I would like to make is to also bring in the template in terms of the assessment that is contained somewhere in paragraph 4 of the circulated sentences in terms of the data analysis. That's what I wanted to say.
I think also from my part I wanted to indicate that the showing also wants to look at the differentiation cost, look into what are the things that are current in this instance and flag them out so that the department can be assisted in this regard in terms of the current data available.
with their communication to how to access them. I think it's okay for able to do that because if it was general standard, you wouldn't single out as to who was involved in this matter. But you will also ask the department to say, last year this is what the AG said, and it's still repeated within this time interview. So these are the alarm bells that are needed for the department to be able to start doing things outside of the box of doing it in a better way. Can we move to what do we think? Oh yeah, so Papali. What do we do?
I think she made the suggestion already in the question that she posed. I think it's probably kept about that. She made a second point around between AG and Patrick. What do you say about that? I think that I wanted to comment on that because there was a CEO that was sitting and that was very engaging. I don't remember which anything was
wrong. With a very strong voice, very so he almost like was trying to get you to what the AG report was suggesting. But he quickly got back when we were like engaging with him. He simply better to say, no, I'm saying that what the AD has found is in the report. So, and then, let's go on the, because you are basically contesting what the question was asking. So, now I think on that chair, we should say, you know, on our report, I think our view must be simple. There's a trade between the department and the AD. And the AG makes the final determination on that. If he's satisfied, he's satisfied. If he's not satisfied, that is why Lucky was smart, I think. He said, we had the thing, but we accept the auditor general's report. We will work on that and fix it. So that's our approach. So I think we should simply have that approach because we go with the auditor general thing. Or the department, they must actually, before the auditor general finalize that report. Once it's finalized, they must go and fix
it. Thank you very much, Honorable Mr. Kassam. Do you have this correct? Can we go to the next item? Analysis of financial management of the department. We are dealing with most of the issues that have been raised here on the contract. From 3.1
to 3.11, I think. Well, I'm going to write a concern on every section of the report, or whether we're going to summarize it under the heading. I think because things are different. We should do it
under everything. It is a science, it is a control, to do that kind of under control like that. It won't read properly if we want to just have a fleeting statement on all the issues.
Agreed. In essence, what we are doing. Let's go to item 4.
On this one, if you look at what you were reading on the template, it raises about five bullet points, which some of them would require a little of work in terms of the previous year, searching for what was the data set, including the program. I don't necessarily have a problem with analysis, except that because this is now going back to what you've just done program by program, is now located within the proper framework as suggested by the template that we have now. I don't know where we need to go out of a paragraph on that, because it must show from the previous pages that we've already done coming to this one. But I like to suggest that we give the doctor the opportunity to search the search for this kind of information and start reading it.
Okay.
to deal with it today, But as well, the issue of the ICT becomes a problem, not just with the government, but also in terms of the infrastructure. How do we deal with that? It's another issue, because every time when they say they will deal with it, they postpone this issue. If ever they say they deal with it, they will find a person that's going to be contracted for a particular short time. After that, they mess up things, then they start having another kind of same issue. That must be dealt with. That I think it might also get the attention from the conversation.
I think it's important that you highlight the issues of vacancy that in a very sharp way. I don't know how we can be able to do that. But actually, the issue of ICT in government, remember we've got CETA. This is a government center, and does to a particular extent frustrate some of the issues that government is taking. I don't know, can recall off the cuff what the department is saying are the issues in terms of the IT issues. The other one thing that I remember is the fact that there is upgrading of a particular building, which actually made them to be unable to deal with networks of IT. But seeing that I can recall the other things which actually are issues, but it is very important that this is the particular issues must also be taken into consideration. Actually, it's not the slowness of CETA, but the cost that we incur as we using the same parasite can in this method. So these are some of the challenges that we should start talking to on public service and administration where CETA decides to take back as a parastatal or government, we would expect it to do things in a better way. Because I'm sure that is the reason why government must have parastatals, because it's business as usual from parastatals protection. Any other matter that you want to raise, Honorable Ramasaka, Honorable Sibale, Honorable Bishir?
Sure, just asking you a question. In all the paragraphs that deal with observation, could we not, at the end of the early paragraph, add a little bit of what must be done? For example, if we say 5.6, the entity, the issue about financial and meeting the obligation. Because I think in the discussion we did say, go and work out the plan. For an example, what would be funding model going forward? So we don't leave it only as a concern that we have moved from the age. So for an example, I would say 5.6, and it's an example, that we said go and work out a possible funding model, the plan, and then present that to the committee so that we can then see where there is going to be viability going forward. So that's an example I'm making. In all the paragraphs, in all the areas of concerning the observation, we did make a comment. That's what must be done. For example, if you go to 5.7, we did a committee said we want a plan. Come and tell us which legislation must be amended or reviewed or strengthened. So I'm suggesting to the writer that maybe in all the paragraphs here where they are left without conclusion, a proper conclusion, around committee that at least we draw some conclusion. We understand what we want to say around this area so that at least there is some direction going forward.
I'm not suggesting
there is a two set. Remember the observation
There is no damage that observation would do to the recommendation. For example, the only thing that I'm saying, the observation is a discussion. Is what we have discussed and see the problem. As we see what is the problem, we have a view as to how that problem must be addressed. Now, so we can say that work must be done in terms of this, and then become more specific or in the recommendation what type of work is. For me, I was just simply looking at the observation as they hang too much and not qualified at the end. So if you think that you want to marry the two, I have no problem, but I was not suggesting you marry the two, because I was mindful that observation would not necessarily contradict the recommendation.
I want you to be practical.
Yeah.
Let's take 5.6. Let's talk to 5.6, which is talking to the financial health of education. And then you will be able to just be so that I can be able to understand this for the English of yours.
Okay.
Yeah. I want us to finalize with him this that he's making as a proposal. I'm coming to you.
No, this conversation, Chair, I on this one.
Mm-hmm.
When we were discussing this matter, we said to the DG, we are worried that we can't just leave this matter hanging. We want you and this department and that department to go and get into the room to work out the possible funding plan that you must come and tell us as a concern. We are short. This is not going to repeat itself in the next financial year. So I would have said that this on 5 and 6, that there's a need for the development of the funding module so that sustains this agency. I would say that at the end. This is what we said, if I'm the practical around. So in another one, because we had a discussion, I would say more or less, that seems to be a particular subject.
Yes, I do check the thing, but first I would say in terms of structure. That's my humble opinion. I mean, we can leave it as it is, but we ensure that for each and every observation there is a corresponding recommendation.
Honorable, before you forget.
No. Actually, some of the things we need to cover because we wanted to talk to them. Let me make it the first.
Okay.
What thought with this observation? I mean, like when I'm staring with the hand earlier on, not, let us categorize the top priorities that these are actual priorities for this quarter, the next quarter, when we go to money go to our time. For example, some of the things there are things which are very urgent because there is a difference between the long term and the short term. For long term, I think we need legislation. But for short term, there are things which can be implemented, they need to be implemented. And then also, for example, the vaccine system. As long as we don't give them a deadline, we have an experience which will continue.
Mm.
Then I think like the issue of risk management, the issue of internal control. I thought that if we can maybe try to prioritize and give them that, this, so that for us, as a committee, next time when we meet again, we are able to assess ourselves now. Because we must have our own barometer ourselves. At least we have managed to meet and to work with this, and all this. Also the things which need to go to the minister as well. We must know exactly that this and this is supposed to go to the minister.
Thank you. I think I'm not sure my what they will sit here, or maybe we just have to deal with them in the gathering. Firstly, I think there is the issue of integration of programs between all the entities. Where they have a similar, you know, program, it's better to host them and one program. The other one that we observe is the duplication of responsibilities. And then the third one is the rationalization. I'm not sure going forward, we still want to have 15 boards, you know, with 18 CEOs and 18 whatever. Or do we want to categorize them as like road-based, having the one board, having one board, maritime, and also rate. Because if you can look at also the amount that is going to the payment of the board and multiplying by 18, it's a for concept. Thank you.
Is Earl Shielo trying to say he wants to choose his master?
No.
Basically, as we're dealing with the next in relation to the parasitas, we discovered that there are some where there is overlap in terms of where, particularly the regulatory one. Your RPMC and the other, we are able to see that all of it, they are doing regulatory work, but somewhere there is overlap in terms of their mandates and issues of legislation. So that's the proposal that we are making to the minister, to say we must look into this and maybe get advice as to how to deal with this, because you will find that one of the parasitas is unable to do work because the other one, if the mandate resides into the other parasitas. So they should be able to say how to make sure that work actually goes on despite the fact that it's resident in another. We just spoken about some study and so long ago. We actually cannot be able to have access based on the fact that their legislation does not allow them to, but despite the fact that they are supposed to go and do this other work, actually, is resident in another, in one of the public entities, which actually is a public entity, Honorable Kade.
In that regard, Chair, before I submit that go and try and look into these parastatals that they are working on my overlapping and provide us with a report. Then from there, we look into this matter and submit a proposal, because my proposal would be that, therefore, let's try and be that those who have got integrated work be combined to form one parastatal. The reason that I'm saying that here, No, one of us. There is another thing that said, because we are trying also to combine work and so that they can be able also to access the process. There is that fetus were reduced from 26 up to the current stage, so that I have. It's because of those particular overlapping relationships. And when we made a proposal in 2009 to collaborate all these parastatals and these figures into forming one, so that we try to choose them. No, many people were not happy. But at the end, because government wanted to achieve a particular objective, as we see, and it is us as the figures that see the problem. They don't see them there because their own interest is to benefit whatsoever amount that they want to benefit. So therefore, we must look for the state and advocate for the state. But that's our responsibility. So we must get that kind of research and find that proposal and submit it to the minister. The minister must go and look into it, the president to cabinet, and they can come and look at it so that at least we can be able to say, have you be able to try and shift up and look, but I can't combine, because indeed, 18 of them, it's too huge. Mm-hmm. And this is the thing, we've taken it right there, overlapping to one another, there and there. indeed, they are going to have a complaint and everything. But once they are going to be together and achieve that particular objective that government wants, that's what we want. Nothing else. Because it's not about our interest. And it mustn't be about their interest as well. It must be the interest of the country. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. I think Honorable Patience will come in. But in essence, Honorable Hagar really agree that we should be able to improve this observation, which actually, according to us, is a working project where we'll be able to do a research and be able to advise the minister and government.
Sure.
Okay. Honorable Patience.
Chair, I want to endorse what Justice said, but I want to extend it even more. And I want to use the example, of something that I've mentioned in last week, and I've said it before when I was previously on the committee, is the tug of war between Transnet and Prasa, for example. Really isn't an issue, and if you talk to the CEO of Prasa, he says he leaves, but it's a political issue. And it is public transport that is suffering, and South Africans, because it's due to public transport. And I'm willing to say that if Transnet is concerned about its territory, or whatever you call it, they move price into public enterprises. That's how passionately I feel about transport. It'll hurt me, certainly, that it will leave this committee. But I would even compromise to say put it all under public enterprises, and then it's holistically. The rail and all its operations are holistically operated. But that's a separate thing, just on the side. I just want to say, we need to put it on record, that we are concerned about this juncture. And, quite frankly, this tug of war that's going on, they're all pulling from different sides. So together, you won't have that situation. Thank you.
Now, therefore, from our minds, we should be able to have an understanding that the extent of transport is focusing on any member that is related to Honorable Seko and Honorable
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. When I see this head to chair on page 18 on observation, I see a rightful place to highlight all what have been our concerns, because here we can be able to put all the concerns. And after we have the recommendations as it is stated here. I'm having an example in mind that we had some concerns. We have observed something on the regulatory bodies like SAMHSA. So we put it under observation. And then when you talk recommendation, you recommend after maybe to the minister to increase and extend the money, the merit of SAMHSA to include the access report, we may put it that way. But when I see this word observation and see this word recommendation, I see a rightful place to locate all our concerns. And the issue of that scholar transport policy, we can be able to highlight it as it was mentioned here under legislative delays. And then we recommend with time frame to the minister that policy be prioritized. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable.
Thank you. So I'm supporting Honorable Randere, that why don't we give this to the researcher so that we can have an informed decision about this scattered or the journey of the institution or whatever. That's my thing. Because we can get with time on talking useless. Let's say the doctor must go down deep down and check the disabilities and the advantages of such.
We agree, he has said that the message today will still be doing further work, but we will just highlight on the report to register the observation. Further work is being done by the committee, and then we'll come back and recommend the proposal to government. Honorable Ramakrishna.
Okay. No, I have
have a different view on Master. And on the research topic, I have a different view. I think that what we should be busying ourselves with the issue that you have raised, including in the recommendation concern. I'm a bit concerned that work is very gravitated towards the debate of the restructuring debate. The restructuring debate, that may be argued that it's not quite a competency of this committee to do. So I would say that we should not accelerate that kind of work now. Let's focus on the issue that we raised that we are concerned about currently. That's a different debate. Because that debate is a debate about whether the department is appropriately structured to perform the function. So that becomes a bigger debate, this one that we're talking. It starts with the research issue, but it may well be that debate without realizing it's a debate. So I would like to say perhaps for now, let's have the observation and we raise our issues around that. If it's a duplication of work, we raise it as a duplication work. But we must not accelerate the research work about this. I'm just not ready for that discussion. I'm not sure in my head where that discussion is going to. That's what I'm saying. Let's confine ourselves into this.
I'm sorry because I want to take a step because I realize that you might choose our focus. In terms of what we were doing. Not to say that they are out of order, but it needs another level. Because I'm searching for correction, some of this, they needed some legislation to be there. They were not just being it to be there. So there is a very indicated that there is a difference between the short term and the long term. So what I'm proposing that the person bring that back. We continue. We noted this one because this one is very long. So I want you to do the same.
Thank you, Honorable. By the way, in essence, Honorable members are saying, let us make an observation, but shy away from other things going into the research. That is what the two Honorable members are saying. Really. Can we make a recommendation to the department to say, having realized this, the department may want to look into methods of legislation, methods of policies and guide this entity to be able to come up with something that is kind of identity. Honorable Chair, yes, I'm just one to see the
I think we need to be to understand each other properly. And that's why I even said it might not be the right platform. Now maybe we can even discuss it further in our strategic plan. Chair, let's not run away from really. This is the observation that we had. And surely all of us know our mandate is prior legislation is concerned. That's where our mandate is. And looking at the reports that have been submitted to us, this is the problem that we have observed. And we are saying, I think it's what the Honorable Khadi was saying, argumenting it to say before we can even take it outside of one, maybe we might want to do a desktop research on the legislative part and see where the problem might lie. You know, so that when we make recommendations, we know what we are making for. On what we not the department. The different thing between us and the department, we are concerned with the legislative part. And that is where we're going to look at the legislative part and see what the problem is. So I think we need to really not really shy away from issues that are difficult, but have time to make research and then even debate them. So that's something, even in our threat plan, we can flag them.
Thank you very much. Let me put a little pearl so that all of you can be happy. We've made the observation that there are these discrepancies which are there, and while we will figure the way, for sure it will be prudent that we say to the department, this is the observation that we have made, and we recommend to the department that whilst we have made this recommendation, look at the legislation, look at the policies, and be able to come up with, it needs to be signage, where there are two or three departments which are involved, that makes discussions with the other, the district department on a certain matter, and we as a committee at some stages, we should be able to say, how do we now also look at the legislation, because that is our role, to look at the legislation, look at the policy impacts, and be able to advise the department. Will that be okay if we do it on the, along those lines?
Okay.
Hello?
Ramatagan?
Okay. If you are a PMH. Ambassador?
I'm just taking a look.
The observations and the recommendations. Are we okay with the recommendations? Okay. Honorable Zako indicated earlier on that there are other recommendations which have not been kept up yet.
Not really, Chair. Not really. I was just saying, how about putting some of our concerns as observations and then have recommendations thereof.
Okay. Are we happy with the recommendations? Honorable Ramatakan?
No, sure. This is not a total list, because I think in the reworking of the document, and there will be other areas where the recommendation would be added. So I think we should accept it. I do want to raise another question outside of the recommendation.
Okay.
If I may, Chair, I don't know, I've not been able to do a scan, but maybe the writer of the document would indicate. Are you happy that all the agencies in this report we are making a comment about it? That all the agencies we see, my suspicion is that we are not making comment on all of them. Therefore, I wonder if my suspicion is right, the writers, when they go back, they should just look at the document as with a template, whether there shouldn't be another insertion of a paragraph. That whilst we have done this is the department, we also saw these kind of agencies. This agency can appear, and of course with a little bit of summary of what we have suggested as a committee. In that way, we would have a complete document that includes all the agencies that we have interacted with.
Okay. Agree
to
on the
floor.
Can we go to page 21? Can we summarize the question?
The first one, okay, what did you say one?
Volume.
I'm not clear about the first one. What did you capture there? What did we actually record the first one?
The committee requests additional matters for the department on the outcomes rolling of implementation by PAS.
Right.
Okay.
What I'm proposing is to appeal to the mic. I'm appealing that to Matthew or Mike so that he has for the record, because it's supposed to be recorded. Because if you don't use it, it won't be recorded.
Okay. Honorable Lucinda,
borrow from
down the memory lane, that's what they're trying to take up.
Yes, and I think it would be a good help in general if we could just source to which actual agency these reporting matters pertain to, because the lack of that then makes it difficult to understand the whole table.
Okay. In essence, we want to start us to give us a written report on matters of knowledge of progress. Is that what the...
We asked the turnaround plan for this, all the general findings, methods of planning. They must be assured that this will be repeated. In that way, they will work out the turnaround plan and the business outlook. Now, what we don't have is when we want to see the turnaround plan. So I think that's all what we need to do in terms of all the other issues we have. In fact, that's what we are.
Yeah, I think we need to be doing work just to
check
this.
Your question on the deployment of the new role in structure and then also raised about the audit where the new audit is going to be obviously subject to the agency that is in the form.
Can we have this properly documented here? So that even any other person who is outside of the school can understand what the change wants to have. That will be corrected. Any other thing, Honorable Kader?
So, Pastor, the issue of the time frame, I think it must be mentioned that so it is to know when do we have the initial report. But as well, just to clarify the level of the time frame, I think it's not okay. I think I want to find the way you should challenge the thing that you must be able to give the time frame, because if not, it will keep on, you know, being an outstanding issue.
No, I want to come back to say we should agree to the time frame, but the country secretary should be able to write the minister today in our interaction with the entities or the department. This is what this was the matter which was done, and we expect the response to the committee by this day.
At the risk of being mechanical, we can say, you know, all the time frame, and we will have to think of it that way. But to ask for the reassurance that the plan is being met, there is a tabletop plan, that we can ask the committee of CRASA to say, you must table this plan for the turnaround for 90 days from the time we talk to them. So they table the plan comes to us. We then decide we want to call Baba in to talk to them about this plan, but the plan has been submitted. And if we know that we might not necessarily call them into a meeting, but we may be satisfied with the plan that has been tabled. So I was suggesting there, humbly, that where we make a recommendation like that, they need to give them 3 months to table those kind of turnaround plans. With us, with Parliament, because they're not building rightly. And then meeting with them for the first time. So that's why I'm saying I'm going to be more simple.
in dealing with this book, maybe, maybe 90 days, maybe 120 days. I don't want to split ahead.
Thank you, Honorable.
Chairperson, I'm looking at legislation status report from the department, and the time frame is 18th of this month. What does it mean? Does it mean?
It should have arrived to us on Friday.
Yeah. Has it? No.
No.
No. Okay.
We spoke to the committee on Tuesday and said the later to the agent, so that they're just able to write one paper of saying this is progress to date in terms of investigation. And it never arrived. Anything else?
No, okay, I will ask for the written report and maybe have it before the committee agends tomorrow. And maybe part of those officials that the acting director general is going to be sending down for further targets.
Can we say, Ambassador, that it will be proper, because we have to submit the report to Parliament by the 24th, that we get the just a phone call away. I think the FTDC is, if can be able to request the FTDC to give us the response. By close of business today, so that it can be part of this. Other than that, we are going to write, if it doesn't arrive by close of business today, we will continue writing, and in this instance, we will just indicate that the report has not come in. We may even write it as one of the observations that we request from the department, and whatever we request never arrives. We'd just like to do that.
My friend,
I think the operative paragraph, as you said here, is that they say,
yes,
this is an observation, they did not take us very seriously. We were very general to say that they must give us a Friday. And we said, because the report is going to be written over the weekend. So we're very general. So at the moment, our paragraph in observations that they have failed to meet the deadline, and as a result, we don't have it. So one will then erase this paragraph if they are submitted. The other way around. I think because you can't go forever without determining what you need to say. So I think, rather than you have a challenge in your hand, but you have to ask the... They have to erase this paragraph by submission.
Okay. Any other matter? I think in terms of this summary of question request, if the committee secretary and the researcher can be able to elaborate, so that even any other persons outside of the committee will understand what the committee really wanted. This was the request so forwarded by the committee to various institutes and the department. And then we are able to work going towards. But also the proposal that was made by Honorable Rama Takana is that where the time frame has not been indicated in the meeting, let's put it because if this time is 24, we will have 90 days we can be able to put this report. Agreed?
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. But can I just advise that the column does with this action to file. It is not only the report, I think it's the short end. This is where they were almost lazy in writing. It is the plan. Because you don't want a written letter. Mm. It's a plan how you're going to change the situation around that they must give us.
So that, where we have a written report, it's actually a plan. That engine must be not a plan, head of arms and report, all that. So they must rework it. So the 19th January 2015 will be affected by the work out now, in around 90 days currently.
Okay. Are we happy?
Yes.
Okay.
What if you are in Ethiopia, right?
Thank you.
See, Ambassador, you're in trouble today.
Well, I think we could have